CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Gather around, sit down, make yourself comfortable. This is a suds segment where we feel good beer is best when paired with bad accents and long belches.
That would be me.
For both.
You know, if you're wondering what part I'm going to play, I'm going to step in to offer both of those.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're the hostess with the mostest.
And bad belches, and, or bad accents and long belches. Yeah.
I am one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. Joining me at this illustrious table today is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, good old boy Mike.
Are you feeling illustrious?
I am.
Okay. What was that, Dave?
He bites.
I do.
I don't like this beer.
Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello, hello. Good to be here with you all.
Good old boy Dave.
Milk is for babies. When you grow up, you have to drink beer.
The thing is I wonder how much time does he spend on picking these out? Is it like 15 minutes or 17 minutes or
it's
like 3 hours?
It's got to be 3 hours per week.
I'm with Kendall. I think that's pretty close.
Usually it's a crime of opportunity. Crime. I'll just hear something and...
And then there it is. Fine. And then he's, wait, stop, hold.
Yeah. Pull over the car.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so bored at this moment. I just found the perfect thing.
Well, today we're going to take a tour of the old line state called Maryland, for those of you that don't know. On a recent trip back home, I picked up a few beers from several breweries and brought them back home to share with my favorite good old boys.
And Mike.
Yes. Because we probably have more beers today than we have time to discuss, we're going to try something a little different. I have assigned each beer a random letter. Between A and I. Starting with Kendall, each good old boy will pick a letter, and then that's the beer that we're going to talk about. And no, Dave, you can't pick the same letter twice.
What if the beer's really good, though?
No.
Oh.
We could talk about it again.
Maybe at the end.
Okay.
That's fair.
Just keep an open mind.
Sure.
Okay.
But before we start picking beers... Reverend Mark, please bless us with the suds readings for today.
I would be very glad to. We will be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a butt. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief. Number four, a body should really not make that sound. And number five, listen to that hang time, give me another.
That was righteous.
I thought he was going to have a little fun with it, like, go forth, my son. Sin no more and belch no more.
Yeah. Since I've gotten
just his natural.
Since I retired,
feel repentant. The body should really not make that sound.
I was wanting a Maryland accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, I think I would characterize most people from Maryland. They just have one basic question. So you're not from around here, are you? So because nobody is from Maryland. They're all like, you know, transplants. I don't know anybody that is a native of Maryland. They all moved from somewhere else to be in Maryland. Yeah.
True. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go. People like crabs.
So, we ready to pick a letter?
We're ready to pick a letter.
Ah. Okay.
What letter are you going to pick?
Let the swan dive begin.
Let's go with F.
Womp, womp.
No, I wouldn't say that, actually.
We're going to have an effing good time.
I don't like that insolent tone. We're going
to have an effing good time. Provided
that
I find F.
Juliana, do you want us
to
you want us to read the description while you're pouring beers to help you out?
Yeah.
Logistics?
That would be...
What's F?
So what's F? And I'll
lovely
read it.
Lovely if I could... I don't know that it's here.
Oh.
Well, pick a different they're letter. All here. What is F?
Are you sure?
What is it?
It's the Oktoberfest.
All right.
Oh.
Wow. It's a lucky guess.
It was a very, very lucky guess.
You're going to have to pick another letter.
We will come back. We'll come back to F.
Yeah, we'll come back to F.
I was sure no one would want that beer, so.
C.
Okay. The color of electricity, grapefruit shandy.
Cool.
How
about
from
I read this while
Sapwood
you,
Cellars.
How about right. I read this while you're pouring?
Oh, that one's going to be easy to find.
Color of electricity, grapefruit shandy from Sapwoto Cellarsbury in Columbia, Maryland. I don't know. The ABV
it's
on
Sapwood.
This. What? Sapwood
typo.
How is he? No, I just no. He just can't read, honey.
Actually,
Sapwoto. That's what it is.
Nah, I didn't do that.
5.2% is the ABV. A real deal shandy. We infused a pilsner with fresh grapefruit zest from a bright citrusy aroma. Then we blended it in grapefruit juice for sweetness, acidity, and even more grapefruit flavor. I can't wait for this.
Boy, you're
oh
be
my gosh.
Thinking about that Oktoberfest.
That's some grapefruit there.
Should have had a full exit strategy before this. So,
very remark.
Finally, we gave a high carbonation for that fuzzy tingling feeling on your tongue. That is positively electric.
Wow.
So
well, those were
this was a shandy that didn't make the shandy show. Yeah, there you go.
Who knew?
This shandy
smells.
This shandy's too good for the shandy show. I actually like it.
Huh. It has a lot of body to it, is the first thing that's
it tastes like a beer with a little bit of grapefruit.
It'd be interesting to taste the pilsner.
Oh, yeah.
So if you
the
don't
underlying
know,
pilsner, it, yeah.
So if you want to know the difference between a shandy and a rattler, go back. Listen to the episode that we did on Shandy and Rattlers. It'll tell you the difference between those. But they literally mean juice blended with beer is the short answer.
More or less.
Yeah. This one's really well done. I'm not generally a Shandy fan, but I like this.
I think the ABV is like probably right around where it should be.
5.2%? Sure.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Kind of brunch material or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could... I could almost pretend this was a mimosa in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. This is a beer lover's mimosa.
Because so many of them overdo it with the juice. Yep. And this is, I feel like it's very lightly added, and you really get the beer out of this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The juice is not obliterating the beer.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No. So, but it's good, solid grapefruit. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost pithy, but not pithy, but a really good, genuine grapefruit flavor. It's not that, you know.
I agree. This is
you don't get a mouthful of
this
pith.
Is a great brunch choice for somebody that's sitting there at the table going, I don't like champagne. You know, well, try this.
Yeah, this would like cut through the richness of an Eggs Benedict.
Yep.
Very nice. Sure.
Or you could just drink this after mowing the yard or sitting on
really good,
sitting
good
on
hot
a boat.
Weather beer.
Yeah.
Being on a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having some crabs with it, we are going to rate this actually beautiful specimen of a shandy, the color of electricity, from Sapwood Cellars in Columbia, Maryland, a 4.
So it's not Sapwoto.
Dave, you're great.
I know. That's true.
Hey, y'all tell me where to get Sapwoto. Well,
I knock a sucker out.
Just get on 995, keep going north. Where it says, welcome to Jersey, you ain't there.
It says, welcome to Jersey, you went too far.
Oh, okay. Go to my mic.
Pick your favorite letter. That's not F or C.
Let's see. I am going to pick G.
Oh, not G. That's the worst of all letters.
This is the Y Island American Pale Ale. Why don't you talk about that?
The YI American Pale Ale from Ten Eyck. I think that's how you say it. Brewing.
Ten Eyck.
Who knows with Dave's misspellings here. Brewing Company in Queenstown, Maryland. 6.5%. Y Island is a gem of the Eastern Shore. This APA was brewed to be gluten reduced and dry hopped with Citra and Cascade for a citrusy, crisp summer pale ale. Ten Eyck means at the oak.
Ten Eyck is actually also a female and veteran owned brewery. Mm. So there you go.
Very good.
What war?
A little bit of something, something for you.
What war? What war were they in?
Oh, the drug war. I don't know.
Gosh.
Really?
I don't. You know what? I wasn't prepared. Okay. Reverend Mark threw me a curveball.
And they wonder how I know that the lawsuits are coming.
They're always coming.
Wow.
Yeah. Hand me that, Reverend Mark. Yeah. After you hand me that question I can't answer and got us in trouble.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Mm. Nice. Okay. Just very soothing can art.
Nice
can
art.
It's a nice view. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a nice beer. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's got a little bit of bitterness back there. Kind of a traditional pale ale going on.
Yeah. What do you think, Mikey?
I think it's very well balanced. I like what it's not, which is overdone. Sometimes when some people hand me an APA, I go, all right, so this is just going to be somebody's, you know, muted version of an IPA. And the they're not really
IPA,
offering, you know, full homage specifically to an APA. And I think this is style-wise right on target. So I like what it's not, which it is not overdone.
Yes, quaffable.
Yes, ooh. I was actually thinking of that word.
Broke it out.
And not just because you're
this
here with
pitcher
us.
Pitcher beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and very I wonder what does it mean when it is partially gluten-free?
We'll see. We'll return in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So we are doing sort of a grab bag from Maryland today. And the beer that we were talking about right before the break is the Y Island American Pale Ale from Ten Eyck Brewing Company in Queenstown, Maryland. And I happen to think this is a very fine everyday drinking beer.
This is a good APA.
Yep.
I mean, really good if you're going to the shore, you know, or just...
During the break, I paid it one of the highest compliments I can of a pale ale, which is it kind of reminds me of Sierra Nevada's.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, it kind of does. So we are going to rate this beer a 4 because it's that good.
Excellent.
Okay. So before the break, Kendall picked a letter. Now we're going to talk about that letter.
You know what? You can all sit on that letter. How about that?
Whatever. Good old boy Mike, why don't you tell us about that Oktoberfest?
letter F, was the Oktoberfest beer from Jailbreak Brewing Company in Laurel, Maryland. This 5.5%, our Oktoberfest is our take on the traditional Bavarian Marzahn lager. Abashedly, whew, man, Dave would have never gotten that word. Malt forward, this medium body dry lager exemplifies balance between a carefully curated selection of German malts, ester-free lager yeast, and the appropriate tinge of the continental hop character. Captivating aromas of actively baking bread and palate sensations of toffee-laced sourdough crust punctuate every aspect of the drinking experience. Is it a drinking experience or just a beer?
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
To the extent that our arms are already tired from raising our steins. All right. Wow, boy.
There you go.
That violated everything I know about beer descriptions. It was way beyond five words.
But maybe that's not so bad.
All right. So in the hallows of... So I'm confessing up front, I have the standard for all Oktoberfest beers.
Which is?
And every, you know, God forbid, you know, fall nightmare is that I... decided that I'm only going to like two all season, and that's it. So, good luck, because I just can't tolerate, you know, the concept of 400 different Marzahn beers. Really, do we have to do that? Can't we all just have Hakkasur and call it a day?
Or Polliner?
Yeah, that would be fun too.
It's not bad.
Yeah, good. It is bready.
It is
toffee.
This does not suck.
No, it's a good beer. Get that classic, you know, noble hop bitterness back there.
Yeah.
I like it.
A little bit of sweetness.
It's very good this cold.
That's why, see, that's the real reason why I had to keep it out in the cooler.
I would say the vast majority of Marzahns, man, you get them warming up a bit, you know, and they just turn into sugar bombs. And you're like scraping tough off your tongue and off the roof of your mouth. And you're like, I just need a big fat pretzel, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Tasty.
Yep.
This is very easy. Very easy.
If I had to pick on the other common characteristic with Marzahns that I don't like is that the sugars are burnt. And this does not have that quality at all. This well balanced.
Like too much caramel.
Yeah, absolutely. Too much caramel malt. And it just... You know, it feels like it's attacking instead of complimenting, you know, whatever it is you're eating at the moment.
Well, and if you think, too, about, like, what Oktoberfest beers are supposed to be about, like, you should be able to drink a lot of it.
A big old stein.
Like, get a big old stein of it. And this, I think you could drink a big stein.
5.5%?
Really? Yeah, you could probably pound this pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also not like what you said, too, though, Mike, is like... With all the extra burnt sugars, or like everybody's saying, like it's not too sweet. You get like a big old thing of a beer that's too sweet. After a while, you just really start to get full and you're not feeling it after a few sips, you know?
Yeah, my sense is that, you know, this is very malt forward, doesn't have the caramel sweetness, which would imply, at least to me, that they used a really highly kiln, caramel malt just in very, very low quantities just to give some color.
Yeah. It's fair.
Yeah. They weren't heavy handed about it at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's great.
Like a 120 Lovibon and just a little of that.
Sure.
Well, we are going to rate this Oktoberfest from Jailbreak a 4.
Wow. That was.
I had to work out the average.
Wow.
Jazz hands or I don't know what was going on there.
Okay. Reverend Mark, we have done C, G, and F.
Okay.
Give me a letter.
I'm going to go with my favorite letter of
what's
all time.
What's your favorite letter?
That's letter B, letter B.
Well, that one is the
Tommy. You double parked out here.
That one is the Totes My Oats.
Totes My Oats.
All right.
Oh, that'll be all right.
B stands for band. It's good enough for me. Right. B is for band.
So Totes My Oats is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Totes My Oats, the oatmeal stout from Crooked Crab Brewing Company in Otterton, Maryland. 5.2%. Our English-style oatmeal stout is classic and sessionable. crafted with a base of English pale malt and a double-decker busload of oats for a full body. That is a lot going on. A medium crystal melanodin and, boy, I didn't say that correct, chocolate malts provide a rich, malty backbone, while roasted barley and a midnight wheat provide classic roasty flavors. This stout pairs well with bangers and mash, mince pies, and good times with your mates at the pub.
Nice. I love this. Like, totally rad flavor. Our pal Odie McGoatface surfed a tidal wave of oats to bring you this beer. Chock full of creamy oats and gnarly roasted malts for a full body and rich flavor.
Toads my oats.
That's cute. Okay.
Odie McGoatface.
Now, when was the last time that you guys had an oatmeal stout?
It's been a while.
It's been probably the last oatmeal stout episode we did.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't know why the case.
That is really good.
Oh, wow.
That is really good.
You know,
really good.
I think that, combining oysters with oatmeal stout is probably a pretty good pairing that I usually take on.
Seems odd, but it works. Yeah. This is a good beer, man. And I love, what I really love about this beer is like, people get weird about dark beers, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, they're so big and da-da-da. This is a 5.2% beer.
And it's light-bodied.
It is.
Light-bodied, yeah. So it's not thick or sludgy or anything weird, but it's got a nice flavor to it, man.
And usually you don't think an oatmeal stout's going to be that light-bodied, but it is, but you still get that creaminess. It's super smooth.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the thing that I'm looking for in most oatmeal stouts is it watery or is it sugary and heavy bodied? Yeah. And this has really good, this is right down the middle.
Yep.
I think this is a splitting, right down through all of that. Usually the standard that I hold up is this better or worse than the Sam Smith,
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's a really
that's
good
a high bar, man. High. That's a high bar.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think this is on par. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's better than the Sam Smith, but it does not suck.
Yeah.
It's the best oatmeal stout I've had in a very long time.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued by the midnight wheat that's in there.
Oh, I've brewed with that before.
Yeah.
It's great. It mm-hmm. gives a lot of color, but not mm-hmm. that much flavor.
Right.
Yeah. Julie, you're the official stout lover here. So what do you think?
Well, first of all, it's very similar to what I call my homebrew.
Okay.
Anyways, so I wanted to, when I saw this, I'm like, oh, I gotta try this and see how they do.
It was the can art.
The name. Yeah. It was
Toad's
the name.
It's totally different, Mike. Yeah. It wasn't the name. It wasn't the art. It was the name.
No, it was the name this time because that we've called my stout something similar for years. Anyways, it's great. I mean, I love the amount of flavor for the lower ABV. I love the smoothness. I love the slight sweetness, but you're still getting a nice amount of roastiness.
Yeah.
And it checks all boxes.
Yeah. You know? There's definitely the finish on it is what I like, because it's sort of like a nice dry kind of bitter finish at the very end. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I get the sense that if it warmed up, it wouldn't be a sugar bomb either. It would continue to have some good balance.
I don't think it would lose all that balance if it warmed up a bit. Kim is agreeing with me.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I'm going to leave a little bit of it back.
To warm up for later.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about it in the third segment. Did it hold up well?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. I think this is kind of solid.
I think we are going to rate this one a solid 4.
Cool. Do we have time for a story from Uncle Mike?
Oh, man. Well, I never thought that I would be talking about, fake meat, a cannibal, and an Arkansas football game in one story. But here we go. This is a story from Fayetteville, Arkansas. An executive at a vegan food product company has been charged with felony battery and making a terroristic threat from a fracas outside a football game in which he was accused of biting a man's nose.
What?
Yes. This is a true story.
The Beyond Meat Chief Operations Officer Doug Ramsby, I should say the former Beyond Meat's Chief Operations Officer, Doug Ramsey, has been accused of a road rage attack outside Saturday's game between Arkansas Razorbacks and the Missouri State Bears in Fayetteville, Arkansas, according to the Fayetteville television station of KNWA. A police report says a 53-year-old Fayetteville man attacked another man who tried to inch in front of him into a parking garage traffic lane and made contact with a wheel on Ramsey's sport utility vehicle. A police officer responding to the reported described to find two males with bloody faces, the report says. After speaking with Ramsey, I did not hit him, the other man and a witness, the officer determined that Ramsey had gotten out of his SUV and punched through the back windshield. The driver of the other vehicle said he emerged from his car and Ramsey pulled him in close and started punching his body and also bit the owner's nose.
He bites.
Ripping the flesh of the tip of his nose.
Nobody likes a biter.
Oh, no.
That man and the witness also reported Ramsey threatened to kill the man over a parking spot. Mm.
No, because he
must
clipped
have been a
his
good spot.
He made contact with his wheel.
You know, so the first thing that's striking me is I think that we're going to have to alter some of the interview questionnaires, the questions, which is, so have you ever currently or in the past recently bit anyone?
Yeah. You
know? I mean,
well, are you really a vegan or have you, do you enjoy meat?
Do you have a disposition towards cannibalism?
Yeah.
But you're just not willing to admit it.
I would never eat beef. Now, people,
here at Beyond Beef, we don't practice what we preach.
Well, you know, like with like tigers and like sharks and different things, they have to put them down. Like once they attack a human, they get a taste for human beings. So they have to hunt them down and put them down.
Yeah, which is
so because they'll never stop. So with this guy, now that he's tasted man's flesh. Yeah. They have to put him down.
He's a Richard Dahmer.
Yeah.
And for your punishment, we shall hang you because you have a taste of the sweet meat.
Yeah.
Sweet meat. Wow.
That kind of went different from where the rest of us were going, I think.
Is that similar to sweetbreads? I'm a little freaked out now.
It's just the whole conversation, you know, right there in the parking garage. So let me get this straight. You put your fist through that man's windshield.
Like, how do you punch through a back windshield, man?
Did you think about biting him first and you need to get through the windshield to bite him? Or how'd that go around? I want to know, was this a premeditated biting?
You're accused of heresy on three counts. Heresy by thought, heresy by word, heresy by deed, and heresy by action. Four counts.
There you go. Absolutely. Gee whiz, dude.
And what do you say? You know, I mean, was it at the beginning of the ballgame or after? That would be interesting because it's like, are we going to all hold hands and go in and root for the Razorbacks together? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird story.
Yeah. You know, what kind of beer were they drinking?
So are they going to make a new, like, Beyond Nose kind of thing? Or?
Wow.
What would the tasting panel like? You know, you know what? It has just a little bit too much nose for me. I think you need to back off on that just a little bit.
I prefer left nostril. Yeah. This has got a little too much right nostril to me. Correct. Yeah. can taste the booger.
Exactly why Dave or I are invited on these tasting panels. That's exactly what puts us out of the condition.
Yes.
You know? Yes.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. All right. What's next?
All right. Yeah. Good old boy Dave, pick a letter.
All right. Well, they say there is no I in team, but there is an I in beer if you spell it the German way. So I will choose letter I.
Okay. Well, this one is Vague Illusions Hazy IPA from Elder Pine Brewing and Blending in Gaithersburg, Maryland. 6.5% ABV, Hopwood Galaxy, Eldorado, and Idaho 7. What do we think?
Mm. It's kind of hard to follow up an oatmeal stout with a hazy boy, but
that's true.
Yep.
Not bad though.
It's not bad. It's It's a hazy IPA. It tastes like so many of them that you've had, but it's well executed.
Watery.
Little thin.
See, I think I like that, though. I'm so tired of these ones that just fill you
up. Big, fluffy.
Yes.